power, influence, control. These aren't just the tools of world leaders or corporate giants. They're the hidden forces behind every conversation you have. Every day you're negotiating. When you speak, when you ask, when you listen, you're shaping the world around you. But are you doing it with purpose? Or are you leaving opportunity behind? In a world where the loudest voice often gets the most attention, what if the real power lies in strategy, empathy, and understanding the art behind the conversation? The Art of Negotiation by Tim Castle isn't just a guide, it's a weapon. A step-by-step map that reveals how to turn pressure into confidence, conflict into cooperation, and hesitation into power. This book will rewire how you think, speak, and win. Get ready to unlock the most underrated superpower of your life. The deal is waiting. The decision is yours. Let's begin. Chapter 1: The Power of Negotiation. Why it matters more than you think. Welcome to The Art of Negotiation by Tim Castle. In this first chapter, we lay the foundation, unpacking what negotiation really means, why it matters in every area of your life, and how this book can transform not just your ability to strike deals, but your mindset, confidence, and outcomes. Let's start with a truth many people miss. You are always negotiating. Whether you're closing a $1 million contract, discussing a promotion, buying a car, or simply deciding where to go for dinner, you are negotiating. Life at its core is a constant conversation of influence. Tim Castle boldly asserts that negotiation isn't just for CEOs, lawyers, or salespeople. It's a life skill, and mastering it puts the power of choice back in your hands. But here's the catch. Most people never learn how to negotiate effectively. They see it as confrontational, stressful, or something only the naturally persuasive can do. Tim Castle shatters that myth. He argues that negotiation is not about being pushy. It's about being strategic, self-aware, and bold. It's about being willing to ask for what you want and not settling for less. Castle opens the book with a clear message. You can get what you want every time if you learn the skill. That's not an overpromise. It's a challenge. It's a mindset shift. The ability to negotiate means you no longer walk away from opportunities. You walk into them equipped, confident, and ready. Why most people avoid negotiation. Most of us are raised to believe that asking for more is rude or greedy. We don't want to appear demanding. We fear rejection, discomfort, or failure. So, we stay silent. We accept the first offer. We let life happen to us instead of creating outcomes. Tim Castle challenges this deeply ingrained passivity. He says, negotiation is not about arguing. It's about communicating with intention. Think of it this way. If you don't ask, the answer is already no. In fact, not negotiating is costing you time, money, peace of mind, confidence, and opportunity. Castle reveals that people who succeed consistently aren't just talented. They've learned how to negotiate effectively. They take bold action. They speak up. They position themselves for success. That's not manipulation. That's ownership. The truth about great negotiators. Here's a secret Tim Castle wants everyone to know. Great negotiators are made, not born. It's not about being extroverted or intimidating. It's about preparation, clarity, and mindset. Castle himself admits he wasn't naturally persuasive or fearless. He developed the skill through repetition, trial and error, and a commitment to growth. What separates average negotiators from great ones is not technique. It's belief. Do you believe you deserve more? Are you willing to challenge the status quo? Can you confidently say, this is what I want, and here's why? Castle's own journey is full of moments where saying yes to bold opportunities and negotiating with courage completely changed his trajectory. He teaches from experience, not theory. And what's most inspiring? His message is this: if I can do it, you can too. Negotiation is confidence in action. When you negotiate, you're really doing something powerful. You're standing up for yourself. You're declaring that your time, ideas, and goals matter. That's why negotiation is one of the most empowering skills you can develop. Tim Castle views negotiation as the ultimate confidence exercise. Each time you prepare for a conversation, each time you calmly state your case, each time you ask for more, you're building something deeper than skill. You're building inner strength. And this isn't limited to business. Negotiation helps you improve your relationships, navigate conflict, protect your boundaries, and make clear decisions under pressure. What this audiobook will teach you. This summary will walk you through the principles, techniques, and mindset shifts Tim Castle outlines in his book. But it will also do something more. It will challenge you to think differently. You'll learn how to prepare like a pro, speak with clarity, handle objections with calm, and stay resilient, even when things get tough. You'll learn why preparation is 90% of success, how to build instant rapport and trust, what it takes to ask for what you want without fear, how to turn rejection into opportunity, and why mastering this skill could be the key to your next big breakthrough. Tim Castle is not promising you that negotiation is easy. He's promising that it's worth it. And with the right mindset, tools, and repetition, you can become the kind of person who negotiates boldly and lives without limits. So take a deep breath, stand tall, and get ready. Because this journey is not just about learning to negotiate. It's about learning to own your worth, speak your truth, and never settle again. Chapter 2: The Mindset of a Negotiator. Confidence, courage, and self-belief. Before you learn a single tactic or technique, you must first master the one thing that shapes every negotiation you'll ever be in: your mindset. Tim Castle makes it clear. Negotiation isn't just about what you say. It's about how you think. Your beliefs, attitude, and internal narrative set the tone long before the conversation begins. And the negotiator who believes in their value, trusts their instincts, and walks in with courage, wins more often than not. The inner game of negotiation. Castle argues that the most important part of negotiation happens before you even enter the room. It begins inside your mind. If you carry doubt, fear, or a sense of unworthiness, it will seep into your tone, your posture, your words. But if you walk in with quiet confidence and a clear sense of purpose, people feel it. That's the energy that shifts power. So what makes a strong negotiation mindset? Castle breaks it down into three foundational pillars: self-belief, confidence in your value, courage to ask for more. Let's explore each one. 1. Self-belief. You are worth it. At the heart of every powerful negotiator is this unshakable truth. I deserve to be here. I deserve to ask. Tim Castle believes self-belief is the non-negotiable foundation. Without it, every tactic fails. With it, even average techniques produce results. You don't need to be the loudest voice in the room. You need to be the clearest. Self-belief means you know what you bring to the table. You trust your preparation. You recognize your right to advocate for yourself, your team, your business, your future. How do you build self-belief? By stacking small wins. By keeping promises to yourself. By rehearsing your worth until it becomes instinct. Affirm this: I am not here to beg for approval. I am here to create value and to claim what is fair. 2. Confidence in your value. One of the biggest mistakes people make is negotiating without a clear understanding of their value. They show up asking, but not knowing. Castle pushes you to do the inner and outer work. What are your strengths? What outcomes have you created for others? What makes your offer, product, service, or you valuable? Confidence isn't arrogance, it's clarity. You're not overpromising. You're stating facts. You're showing receipts. You're grounded in evidence of what you bring. And here's a secret. People mirror your belief. If you sound unsure, they doubt you. If you speak with quiet authority, they lean in. Negotiation is not a favor. It's a value exchange. If you want to win consistently, you must own the value you bring to the table. 3. Courage to ask for more. This is where most people fail, not because they don't know how to negotiate, but because they're afraid to. Fear of rejection, fear of offending someone, fear of hearing no. But Castle flips the script. Ah, no is not rejection. It's just the beginning of the real conversation. He teaches that courage is a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it becomes. The more you ask, the easier it gets. This isn't about being aggressive. It's about being bold. It's about stepping into your power and saying, "This is what I want, and here's why it makes sense." Because if you don't ask, you don't get. And if you don't believe in yourself enough to ask, you give the world permission to undervalue you. Castle's mantra is simple but transformative. If you don't ask, the answer is always no. Shifting from scarcity to abundance. Many people enter negotiations with a scarcity mindset. What if I lose the deal? What if they say no and walk away? What if I ruin the relationship? But Castle wants you to shift to abundance thinking. There's always another opportunity. I can negotiate respectfully and still protect my interests. If I prepare, I can walk away stronger, not weaker. A strong negotiator doesn't chase, they attract. And that only happens when you're operating from a mindset of worth, not worry. The unseen power of energy. People feel your energy before you even speak. Tim Castle says your body language, tone, eye contact, and breath all communicate who you are and what you believe about yourself. If you walk in like you belong, people treat you accordingly. If you walk in nervous and unsure, they respond to that too. So ground yourself. Take a deep breath. Stand tall. Be still. Know that you've earned your seat. You teach people how to treat you by how you treat yourself first. Building the daily habits of a confident negotiator. You don't wait until the big negotiation to build confidence. You build it daily. Castle encourages developing rituals that train your mindset. Start your day with affirmations. I am powerful. I am prepared. I am persuasive. Practice asking for small things daily. A discount, a change, an upgrade. This builds courage. Celebrate every time you speak up, even if the answer is no. Because confidence is built in the small moments, and those moments prepare you for the big ones. Final thoughts. This is your edge. Mindset isn't fluff. It's your edge. Before you write your pitch, before you calculate numbers, before you even enter the room, check your mindset. Ask yourself, do I believe I'm worthy of more? Am I clear on the value I bring? Am I willing to ask boldly and receive fully? If the answer is yes, then you're already halfway to success. Because as Tim Castle teaches, the most powerful negotiators are not the smartest in the room. They're the ones who believe they belong there. Chapter 3. Preparation is everything. Mastering the pre-negotiation phase. If confidence is your foundation, preparation is your armor. Tim Castle stresses that the most successful negotiators don't wing it. They don't rely on charm or improvisation. Instead, they walk into every negotiation armed with research, strategy, and clarity. In this chapter, Castle reveals the crucial behind-the-scenes work that separates amateurs from masters. Why preparation wins negotiations. Here's the truth. The moment the conversation starts is not the beginning of the negotiation. The real game starts long before you sit at the table or pick up the phone. Castle emphasizes, if you haven't prepared, you've already compromised. Prepared negotiators control the flow. They anticipate objections. They guide the narrative. They avoid surprises. And most importantly, they protect their leverage. Let's break down what true preparation looks like. 1. Know your goal, your desired outcome. Start with absolute clarity. What do you want from this negotiation? What is your ideal outcome? What's your minimum acceptable deal, your walkaway point? Castle calls this the goal anchor principle. Your goal becomes your anchor, the point from which all other parts of the conversation adjust. If you don't set your anchor, the other side will set theirs, and you'll end up reacting instead of leading. Ask yourself, is your goal clear, measurable, and realistic? Have you rehearsed how to ask for it clearly? Without clarity, you risk negotiating blindly. 2. Understand their position and their pressure. Next, shift perspective. What does the other side want? What's driving them? What fears or deadlines are influencing them? Tim Castle insists that great negotiators are great empaths. They think beyond their own needs. They map out the motives, priorities, and pain points of the person across the table. Ask, what are their goals? What pressure are they under? What would make them feel like they've won? Castle calls this strategic empathy. You're not just preparing your own pitch, you're preparing to understand theirs. This makes your ask more relevant, persuasive, and harder to say no to. 3. Build your leverage points. Leverage isn't luck, it's built. Castle encourages identifying what gives you strength in the negotiation. Do you have unique expertise? Is there high demand for your offer? Are there alternatives you could walk to? Do they need a fast decision? Leverage is about having options and being willing to use them. The more prepared you are, the more power you carry. And remember, even the perception of leverage can shift power dynamics. Walk in like you have options, and the room will respond accordingly. 4. Prepare your opening set, the tone. Never underestimate the power of your opening. Castle urges you to script and practice your first few sentences. The way you open a negotiation sets the tone for everything that follows. Are you confident? Are you respectful but firm? Are you steering toward your desired outcome right away? He recommends practicing aloud, using mirror rehearsals, or role-playing with a partner. Aim for calm, composed, and clear communication. No fluff, no hesitation, no doubt. Your first impression is leverage. 5. Anticipate objections and have answers ready. If you've done your homework, you can predict the pushback. Tim Castle recommends listing out every possible objection or concern the other party might raise, and then crafting a clear, confident response to each one. This does two things. It makes you look completely prepared. It removes fear from the process. You've already heard every no in your head. Remember, objections aren't rejection. They're a sign that someone is engaged and evaluating. Your job is to be ready, not rattled. 6. Know when to walk away, your BATNA. Castle introduces the concept of BATNA, best alternative to a negotiated agreement. In simple terms, it means this. What will you do if this negotiation doesn't work out? If you don't know your BATNA, you'll settle for less than you deserve. But if you're clear on it, you'll negotiate from a position of strength, not fear. Tim's advice: always know your alternatives. Strengthen them in advance. Be ready, mentally and emotionally, to walk if necessary. Walking away isn't failure, Sometimes it's the ultimate win. 7. Prepare the environment. Castle also advises preparing the logistics. Where will the negotiation happen? Who else will be present? How much time do you have? Will it be formal or informal? These small elements influence psychology. For example, meeting in a neutral setting levels the playing field. Having more time reduces pressure. Controlling the space builds comfort and focus. It's not just what you say, it's where and how you say it. 8. Practice mental rehearsal. Before game day, visualize success. Castle teaches negotiators to mentally rehearse. Picture yourself walking in confidently. Hear yourself making bold asks. Imagine pushback and see yourself handling it smoothly. Visualize the outcome you want, down to the handshake or agreement email. This trains your mind and body to perform under pressure. Athletes do it. Performers do it. World-class negotiators do it too. Final thoughts. Be the most prepared person in the room. Tim Castle's advice is simple. If you prepare more than anyone else, you win more than anyone else. Negotiation isn't about being slick or manipulative. It's about being clear, grounded, and strategically ready. So before your next negotiation, ask yourself, do I know exactly what I want? Do I know what they want? Have I identified my leverage? Am I prepared to handle objections? Do I have the confidence to walk if needed? If the answer is yes, you're not just ready to negotiate. You're ready to lead. As Castle says, preparation doesn't guarantee the result, but it guarantees your power. Chapter 4. Asking with Authority. How to make bold, clear, irresistible asks. One of the most powerful insights Tim Castle shares is this. You don't get what you deserve. You get what you ask for, with confidence. In this chapter, Castle reveals the psychology and strategy behind asking. He shows us that the difference between a successful negotiation and a failed one often lies in how clearly and boldly you ask for what you want. Why most people don't ask boldly. Castle breaks down the common reasons people hesitate. Fear of rejection, fear of appearing greedy, desire to be liked, uncertainty about value. But here's the truth. Silence won't get you results. Politeness without clarity leads to confusion. And soft, vague language leads to soft, vague outcomes. Tim insists, asking is an act of leadership. When you ask confidently, you take control of the conversation. You create possibilities. You define the value. Step 1. Clarity is non-negotiable. Before asking, get laser clear on what you want. Ask yourself, what exact number am I aiming for? What specific terms am I asking for? What timeline am I targeting? What benefits do I expect? Vague goals lead to vague asks. If you say things like, I was hoping for something better, or do you think we can improve this? You're inviting indecision. Instead say, I'm looking for $85,000 as a base salary. I'd like a 20% equity share. I need delivery by June 1st. Specific asks create specific results. Step 2. Speak with authority, not apology. Tim Castle says tone is everything. You could ask for the same thing in two ways and get entirely different reactions based on your energy and conviction. Avoid these weak openers. Would it be okay if... I hate to ask, but... Sorry to bring this up, but... These phrases signal insecurity. Instead, use confident framing. What I'm looking for is... Based on the value I bring, I'm asking for... I'd like to move forward with... When you speak with self-belief, people take you seriously. If you sound unsure, they'll doubt your ask, no matter how reasonable it is. Step 3. Ask high. Anchor strong. This is where boldness pays off. Castle introduces the idea of anchoring, setting the first figure or proposal to define the range of the negotiation. Why? Because whoever anchors first often controls the direction. Tim advises, ask above your ideal outcome without being absurd. Be prepared to justify your ask with value, not just emotion. Never let fear lower your opening number. Example, if your ideal salary is $90,000, don't open with $90K. Anchor at $100,000 or $105,000. You create space for the negotiation to land where you actually want it, without compromising your value. Step 4. Shut up after the ask. One of the biggest mistakes negotiators make, talking too much after asking. Castle teaches the ask, then silence rule. Why? Because the moment you keep talking, you undermine your confidence. Offer concessions prematurely. Show that you're uncomfortable with your own value. Instead, make your ask clearly. Stop talking. Let the silence do the heavy lifting. Silence is powerful. It creates pressure. It gives the other side space to process. And often, they'll agree just to fill the silence. Step 5. Frame the ask as a win-win. Confidence doesn't mean confrontation. Boldness can still be collaborative. Castle shows how to structure your ask, so it's not just about your benefit, but theirs too. Example, instead of saying, I want a higher rate, say, based on the added responsibilities and the results I've delivered, I believe a higher rate reflects the value I'm bringing and ensures I can stay fully focused on scaling those results. This shows you've earned your ask. It benefits them too. You're thinking long term. It's no longer a demand. It's a smart move for both parties. Step 6. Rehearse the ask. If you fumble when it matters, it's not because you're bad at negotiating. It's because you didn't practice. Tim Castle insists, rehearse your ask aloud. Practice in front of a mirror or with a friend. Refine your phrasing until it feels natural. This builds muscle memory. You won't freeze under pressure because you've already been there mentally. Castle says, the first time you say your ask should never be in the room. Own it. Practice it. Walk in ready. Step 7. Handle the pushback with grace. Even when you ask perfectly, you might not get an instant yes. That's normal. The goal isn't always to get exactly what you want. The goal is to start the conversation with strength. If you face resistance, stay calm. Ask open-ended questions like, what would make this work for you? Reframe the value of your ask. Don't fold too quickly. Pause and counter if needed. Remember, pushback isn't rejection. It's negotiation. Final thoughts. The world rewards. Those who ask. Tim Castle's message is crystal clear. Those who ask, win. Ask with clarity. Ask with authority. Ask with belief. And ask often. Most people never get what they want because they're too afraid to ask. But when you know your worth and you've done the work to earn it, asking is not arrogance. It's ownership. So the next time opportunity knocks, don't hesitate. Speak your value into the room. Because as Castle says, negotiation is not just a skill, it's a choice. A choice to speak up for yourself. Chapter 5. The Power of Listening. How silence and empathy create advantage. Tim Castle reminds us of something counterintuitive yet powerful. The best negotiators talk less and listen more. While many believe negotiation is about being persuasive, Castle flips the script. The real advantage lies in deep listening, strategic silence, and empathetic understanding. Listening, the most underrated weapon in negotiation. Most people think negotiation is about speaking smart, but the greatest breakthroughs come not from what you say, but from what you hear. When you listen actively, you uncover hidden motives, you learn their pain points, you discover their constraints and desires, you build trust. Castle says, the person who listens better wins better. Listening makes the other party feel seen and understood. And when people feel heard, they're more open to influence. Step 1. Stop planning your next move. While they talk, one of the biggest mistakes people make is listening just enough to respond, not to understand. Castle urges, listen not to reply, listen to connect. Instead of thinking about your next line or comeback, give full attention. Make eye contact, nod, stay fully present. Because when the other side feels you're truly tuned in, walls start coming down. Step 2. Master the strategic pause. Castle calls this the silent close. After asking or stating something important, say nothing. Why? Silence creates pressure. It invites the other party to speak first. It gives you the upper hand without being forceful. Most people rush to fill silence because it feels awkward. But negotiators use that discomfort as a tool. Castle says, your silence is more powerful than any clever sentence. Step 3. Ask open-ended questions that unlock information. Good negotiators don't talk. They guide the conversation with smart questions. Examples of Castle's go-to openers. Can you tell me more about what's important to you? What's your biggest priority in this deal? What would make this a win for you? These questions uncover what the other side truly values. Help you tailor your offers. Show that you're focused on mutual benefit. Remember, negotiation isn't about taking. It's about trading wisely. You can't trade well if you don't know what the other person truly values. Step 4. Listen for what's not being said. Tim Castle teaches that the unsaid often carries more weight than the spoken word. Pay attention to tone of voice, hesitations, body language, changes in energy or posture. Example. If someone says, we're pretty comfortable with the timeline, but looks tense and avoids eye contact, there may be underlying concerns. Castle suggests, ask the questions they're not willing to say out loud. That's where the real negotiation begins. Step 5. Use empathy as leverage. Empathy doesn't mean weakness. It means understanding what the other side cares about deeply. Castle urges you to ask, what does this person fear? What outcome would make them look good? What do they feel they could lose? When you step into their shoes, you're not just guessing. You're crafting win-win offers that feel fair and desirable. One powerful line Castle recommends, help me understand what success looks like for you in this deal. That one sentence can transform a competitive negotiation into a collaborative one. Step 6. Mirror and label their emotions. Inspired by FBI negotiation tactics, Castle incorporates these two powerful techniques. Mirroring, repeat the last few words they said in a calm, curious tone. Example, them. We're worried about delivery speed. You. Delivery speed? This encourages them to elaborate without pressure. Labeling, name the emotion you observe. Example. It seems like you're concerned about the risk. It sounds like this deadline is really important to you. This shows understanding and diffuses tension. Step 7. Let them feel in control. Here's a secret. People are more likely to say yes when they feel it was their idea. So instead of pushing, guide them to discover the solution themselves by listening, reflecting, and asking strategic questions. Castle calls this the ego release. Let their ego win, even if the outcome favors you. Because negotiation isn't about who wins. It's about making them feel like they've won. Step 8. Don't just listen. Record and repeat. Castle encourages negotiators to take mental, or physical notes during conversations. Then, in later moments, refer back. Earlier, you mentioned delivery was your top concern. You said fairness was important. Here's how this offer reflects that. This shows attentiveness and builds deep trust. It proves you're not just negotiating, you're collaborating. Final thoughts. The loudest voice isn't always the strongest. In a world obsessed with talking, selling, and persuading, Tim Castle teaches us this timeless truth. The strongest negotiator is the one who listens with intention, speaks with precision, and understands with empathy. You don't need to be aggressive to win. You don't need to dominate the conversation. You just need to be present, observant, and attuned. In silence, we hear the truth. In listening, we earn respect. And in empathy, we win influence. Chapter 6, Handling Rejection. Turning not into opportunity. Rejection is the word that most people dread. It stings, it bruises the ego, and it often feels like a dead end. But in The Art of Negotiation, Tim Castle reframes rejection entirely. He explains that no is not the end of a negotiation. It's often the beginning. Most people hear no and walk away. Skilled negotiators hear no and lean in. Why? Because behind every no is a reason, a fear, a limit, or a misalignment waiting to be understood and reframed. Castle says, when someone tells you no, they're not closing the door. They're inviting you to ask why. Rejection often hides the real issues. A no may mean they don't yet trust you. It may mean your offer doesn't align with their needs. It may mean they need more information, more time, or more reassurance. But it rarely means never. Castle encourages negotiators to treat rejection not as a wall, but as a window, a chance to look deeper and understand what truly matters to the other party. It requires emotional resilience, mental clarity, and above all, curiosity. When you hear no, your first instinct might be to defend your position or retreat altogether. But Castle urges you to pause, breathe, and instead ask a powerful question. What would need to change for this to become a yes? This one sentence opens a dialogue. It invites the other person to express their concerns without fear of judgment. It signals that you're not pushing your agenda. You're seeking a solution. And most importantly, it shifts the conversation from confrontation to collaboration. Castle reminds us that some of the greatest deals in history began with rejection. He shares real-world examples of entrepreneurs, leaders, and negotiators who faced countless no's before they reached their big yes. What separated them from the rest wasn't charm or luck. It was their refusal to take rejection personally. They understood that every no was feedback. It was data. It was direction. It was an opportunity to adjust, refine, and come back stronger. One of Castle's key techniques for overcoming rejection is called rejection reframing. This strategy involves taking the emotional sting out of no by viewing it as a step in the negotiation dance. Instead of interpreting no as failure, you frame it as progress. For instance, if a client says, "No, this price is too high," you don't retreat. Instead, you explore, is it the overall price or the structure that concerns you? Or, what kind of value would justify this investment in your eyes? This invites clarity. It brings objections to the surface, where they can be addressed directly. Rejection also reveals the limits and leverage points in any deal. Castle teaches that no often signals that you've reached a boundary, but that boundary can be negotiated. If you're negotiating a salary and the employer says, "We can't go any higher," don't stop there. Ask, is there flexibility in benefits, remote options, or performance bonuses? Often, people fixate on a single point of rejection and forget that negotiation is multidimensional. A no in one area might lead to a yes in another, if you're willing to explore. Another powerful mindset Castle introduces is the idea that rejection strengthens your negotiation muscle. Every time you hear "no" and stay in the game, you grow stronger. You build resilience. You develop emotional control. You learn to manage disappointment without letting it hijack your decision-making. In fact, Castle encourages negotiators to seek out rejection during practice, because the more comfortable you become with "no," the more fearless and effective you become when it really counts. And yet, handling rejection isn't just about mental toughness. It's also about emotional intelligence. Castle stresses the importance of empathy in these moments. When someone says no, they might be under pressure, afraid of risk, or uncertain about their own priorities. By showing that you understand their perspective, even when you're disappointed, you build trust. You show maturity. You position yourself not as an adversary, but as a thoughtful partner. This emotional intelligence often pays dividends later in the negotiation. There's also a tactical advantage in staying calm and composed in the face of rejection. Castle points out that your reaction to no communicates everything about your professionalism and long-term value. If you become flustered or defensive, you lose credibility. But if you stay grounded and curious, you demonstrate control. And control is magnetic in negotiation. It signals that you're not desperate, that you're playing the long game, and that you believe in the value you're offering. In fact, Castle suggests that you sometimes strategically invite rejection to test boundaries and reveal true priorities. For example, when you deliberately make a bold offer and get a strong no, you've gained valuable insight. You've discovered where the line is drawn. That information is priceless. It guides your next move. It allows you to recalibrate without guessing. He also warns negotiators not to confuse rejection with disrespect. No is just a response. It's not a reflection of your worth. It's not an attack. It's not a verdict. It's a signal. And it's your job to decode that signal. This mental discipline separates amateurs from professionals. Amateurs take rejection personally. Professionals take it strategically. One technique Castle uses to handle rejection in real time is the emotional buffer. Before entering any high-stakes conversation, he recommends visualizing rejection and rehearsing your calm, focused response. This mental preparation lowers emotional reactivity. It trains your nervous system to stay steady under pressure, because the truth is, rejection is inevitable, but emotional collapse is optional. In moments of rejection, Castle also advises returning to shared goals. Remind the other party, and yourself, of the bigger picture. We both want a successful outcome. I understand your constraints. Let's see how we can work within them. This reframes the dynamic from conflict to problem solving. It reminds everyone that rejection is just a temporary obstacle, not a permanent barrier. Lastly, Castle highlights the importance of persistence. The best negotiators don't hear no once and quit. They follow up. They check back. They evolve their offer. They stay in the relationship, because many times, no today becomes yes tomorrow. When the timing shifts, the priorities change, or the trust deepens. But that only happens if you stay in the game. The art of negotiation, Castle insists, is not about avoiding rejection. It's about transforming it. It's about hearing no and responding with strength, clarity, and vision. In every rejection lies a hidden opportunity. In every no, there's a pathway to yes. For those willing to stay calm, stay curious, and stay committed. Chapter 7, The Science of Confidence Building, Unshakable Presence in Negotiation. Confidence is not a trait you're born with. It's a skill you build, one negotiation at a time. Tim Castle dives deep into the psychology and mechanics of confidence in this chapter, making it clear that unshakable presence is not about arrogance, loud voices, or dominating the room. True confidence is quiet, it's calm, it's centered, and most importantly, it's rooted in preparation, belief, and purpose. Castle begins by challenging a myth most people hold, that confidence is something you either have or don't. He completely dismantles that belief. Confidence, he argues, is a result. It's the byproduct of knowing your material, being crystal clear about your value, and having the courage to stand in uncertainty without flinching. You don't wait to feel confident. You take action, and the confidence follows. In negotiations, your level of confidence directly impacts the outcome. People can feel your energy. They sense if you believe in what you're offering. If you hesitate, doubt yourself, or shrink under pressure, they question your credibility. Not always consciously, but instinctively. That's why Castle emphasizes that confidence starts before you ever walk into the room. It begins with preparation. When you've done the work, researched the other party's needs, anticipated objections, clarified your goals, you walk in with authority. You're not guessing. You're grounded. And grounded people don't get shaken easily. Castle shares that confident negotiators operate from internal certainty, not external approval. They don't need everyone to like them. They're not desperate for validation. They focus on value and outcomes, not applause. This mindset creates immense power in the negotiation room. It liberates you from fear. You're no longer negotiating to be accepted. You're negotiating to create alignment and impact. Confidence, then, becomes your armor. It protects you from manipulation, from intimidation, from self-doubt. But how do you build this level of confidence if you've never felt it before? Castle outlines several key strategies. First, he urges you to collect evidence of your wins. Make a list of successful conversations, deals closed, problems solved. Review them regularly. This process rewires your brain to associate yourself with capability and resilience. Second, he recommends daily mindset work. Visualization is a tool top performers use, whether in sports, business, or negotiations. Imagine yourself walking into the room, speaking with clarity, holding eye contact, staying composed under pressure. Feel it. Hear it. Practice it in your mind until it becomes second nature. This primes your nervous system for success. Third, Castle stresses the importance of physical presence. Your body language shapes your internal state. When you stand tall, breathe deeply, and move deliberately, your brain registers confidence, even if you're nervous inside. That's why posture, tone, and pacing matter. Slow down. Speak clearly. Own your space. Confidence is communicated more through how you carry yourself than the exact words you use. He also emphasizes language. Confident negotiators avoid weak phrases like, "I think," "maybe," or "I just wanted to." Instead, they use decisive, positive language. Here's what I propose. This is what I believe adds value. Let's explore this together. Every word you choose either reinforces your confidence or undermines it. Choose intentionally. Another pillar of confidence is detachment from outcome. Castle teaches that when you become too attached to getting a yes, you give away your power. Confidence means knowing that your value isn't defined by the outcome of this one negotiation. You want the deal, but you don't need the deal. That freedom creates leverage. It shows in your tone. It's felt in your body language. You're negotiating from abundance, not desperation. Confidence also requires emotional regulation. Castle explains that high-stakes situations naturally trigger adrenaline and stress. But confident people don't let those feelings control their behavior. They've trained themselves to stay calm under fire. When things get tense, they breathe, pause, and respond with intention, not reaction. That pause is powerful. It signals control. It gives you time to think. It shows the other party that you're not rattled, even when challenged. He also introduces the idea of anchoring yourself in purpose. When you know why you're negotiating, whether it's to grow your business, support your family, or expand your impact, you tap into a deeper source of confidence. It's no longer about ego. It's about mission. That mission fuels courage. It pushes you to speak up, to hold firm, to ask for more, because you're doing it for something bigger than yourself. That's where true lasting confidence is born. Castle also urges negotiators to embrace discomfort. Confidence doesn't come from avoiding fear. It comes from leaning into it. Every time you step into a conversation that stretches you, you grow. You expand your capacity. You become stronger. He says, run toward the thing that makes you nervous. That's where your next level lives. The more you do this, the less power fear has over you. Eventually, what once terrified you becomes your comfort zone. That's growth. That's transformation. That's confidence. He warns against comparing yourself to others. Confidence isn't about being better than anyone else. It's about being the best version of you. Focus on your own lane. Track your own progress. Celebrate your evolution. And never forget that the most powerful person in the room is the one who believes in themselves, even when no one else does. Finally, Castle reminds us that confidence is contagious. When you walk into a negotiation with certainty, others feel safer around you. They trust you more. They're more likely to listen, to open up, to collaborate. Why? Because your confidence creates clarity, and clarity builds connection. People want to do business with those who make them feel secure. Your unshakable presence becomes the foundation of trust, and trust is the gateway to agreement. In the end, Castle makes it clear. Confidence isn't loud. It's not boastful. It's not performative. It's quiet strength. It's grounded knowing. It's the courage to stand in your truth, even when the stakes are high. And when you master that, you become unstoppable in negotiation and in life. Chapter 8, The Value Equation. Selling without selling. In this chapter, Tim Castle dives into a fundamental truth of successful negotiation. People don't buy products or services. They buy value. Yet, many negotiators get stuck trying to push their offer like a hard sale, which actually creates resistance rather than agreement. Castle calls this the value equation, the secret formula that shifts the negotiation from selling to helping, from persuasion to partnership. Understanding this equation means mastering the art of selling without actually selling, which is where the real power lies. Castle begins by explaining that at the core, every negotiation revolves around perceived value. What the other party believes they will gain, or avoid losing, determines their willingness to agree. The challenge is that value is subjective. It varies depending on the person's needs, fears, priorities, and even their state of mind. Therefore, simply listing features or prices won't cut it. You have to connect deeply with what matters to them. This requires active listening and empathy, two skills that Castle considers non-negotiable in every successful deal. He reveals that the value equation is built on three essential elements: clarity, relevance, and trust. Clarity means clearly articulating what you're offering and how it directly addresses the other party's needs. Relevance ensures that the offer is tailored specifically to their unique context and goals. Trust is the invisible glue that holds the deal together. It's what convinces the other party that you will deliver on your promises and that the agreement is mutually beneficial. Castle stresses that when these three elements align, resistance melts away naturally. One of the most important lessons Castle teaches here is to lead with questions rather than statements. Instead of pitching your product, you ask powerful questions that uncover the other person's priorities, challenges, and desired outcomes. For example, what's your biggest challenge with your current provider? Or, what outcomes are you hoping to achieve in this project? This approach creates a dialogue, not a monologue, and positions you as a partner rather than a seller. It allows you to customize your offer in real time and demonstrate that you truly understand their needs. Castle also highlights the danger of focusing too heavily on price early in the negotiation. Price is only one piece of the value puzzle. If you start there, you risk triggering objections and price wars. Instead, focus on outcomes and benefits first. Paint a vivid picture of what success looks like with your solution in place. Use stories, case studies, and testimonials to illustrate how others have achieved results. When the other party sees the real-world impact, price becomes less of a sticking point because they're evaluating value, not cost. Another key concept Castle introduces is the idea of value stacking. This means layering multiple benefits together to create a compelling overall offer. For example, you might combine quality, service, guarantees, speed, and flexibility to build an irresistible package. Even if one element alone wouldn't justify the price, the total package creates a perception of exceptional value. The art is to highlight those elements that matter most to your counterpart, which you discover through your questioning and listening. Castle also warns against the common mistake of overwhelming the other party with too much information or technical details. Instead, simplicity is your ally. Present your value proposition clearly and succinctly. Use analogies or metaphors to make complex ideas easy to grasp. The goal is to make it effortless for the other party to say yes, because they understand exactly how your offer solves their problem. He stresses that demonstrating confidence in your value is crucial. If you hesitate or sound uncertain, the other party will mirror that doubt. Be bold in your presentation, but avoid arrogance. Show conviction backed by facts and examples. When you believe deeply in the value you bring, it shines through and persuades others naturally. Maith Castle also discusses the importance of timing in communicating value. Sometimes it's best to delay discussing price or terms until the value has been fully established. He calls this the value-first principle. When the other party fully appreciates the benefits, they're more likely to be flexible and cooperative on price and conditions. This principle aligns perfectly with the psychological tendency of anchoring, setting the frame of the conversation around benefits before costs. Finally, Castle introduces the concept of selling through service. He reminds negotiators that at its best, negotiation is not a battle, but a service exchange. You're helping the other party solve a problem or improve their situation. When you approach negotiation with a mindset of service, the energy changes. You become a trusted advisor rather than a salesperson, and the deals you make are stronger and longer lasting. This mindset also reduces stress and increases satisfaction for both sides. In summary, Chapter 8 teaches that negotiation success depends on your ability to communicate value clearly, connect it to the other party's needs, build trust, and lead with empathy. When you master the value equation, selling becomes natural and effortless. You're no longer pushing an agenda. You're creating mutually beneficial solutions that everyone wants to say yes to. Chapter 9, Mastering the Power of Silence, Letting Others Reveal Their Cards. In negotiation, silence is one of the most powerful tools you can wield. Tim Castle dedicates this entire chapter to uncovering the subtle, transformative art of strategic silence. While many negotiators feel compelled to fill every pause with words, Castle explains that mastering silence creates space for insight, influence, and control. It's counterintuitive, but the less you say, the more the other party reveals, and often, what they reveal can change the entire negotiation dynamic. Castle begins by acknowledging a common discomfort. Silence feels awkward. Humans are wired to avoid it because it can feel like rejection or tension. Many people rush to fill silence with explanations, justifications, or concessions, inadvertently weakening their position. But silence, when used intentionally, sends a powerful message. You're confident, patient, and in control. You don't need to fill the void to prove your point. He explains that silence triggers a natural psychological response called the information gap. When someone stops talking, the other person instinctively tries to fill that gap by continuing the conversation. This creates an opening for them to disclose more than they intended, often revealing their true needs, constraints, or bottom lines. Castle emphasizes that great negotiators listen deeply during these moments, capturing invaluable intelligence without saying a word. The chapter outlines specific tactics to leverage silence effectively. One of the most impactful is the after-question silence. After you ask a carefully crafted question, especially one that digs into motivations or objections, pause and stay quiet. Resist the urge to interrupt or rephrase. Give the other party room to think and respond fully. Often, they will elaborate, clarify, or soften their stance, giving you fresh information to work with. Castle also highlights the power of strategic pauses during critical moments, such as after making an offer or responding to a counteroffer. Rather than jumping in to justify or defend, hold the silence. This can create a subtle pressure that nudges the other party toward agreement or concession. The silence communicates that you're confident in your position and waiting for their response. It also allows you to observe their body language and emotional reactions, which are vital cues in negotiation. Another technique Castle introduces is the reflective silence. When the other party says something important or revealing, pause briefly before responding. This shows you're thoughtfully considering their words and respects their input. It fosters rapport and encourages further openness. Reflective silence also helps you avoid reactive responses that could undermine your position. Castle warns against overusing silence, which can be perceived as cold or manipulative. The goal is to balance silence with engaged listening and thoughtful responses. Silence should be used deliberately, not awkwardly. He recommends practicing silence in everyday conversations to become comfortable with it and to notice its effects. The chapter also explores how cultural differences impact the use of silence. In some cultures, long pauses are normal and expected, while in others, they may cause discomfort. Castle advises negotiators to be mindful of cultural context and adjust their use of silence accordingly. Understanding these nuances can deepen trust and prevent misunderstandings. Castle shares compelling stories of negotiators who won deals by simply holding their silence and letting the other party fill the void. One example involves a sales negotiation where the buyer initially resisted the price. Instead of responding immediately, the seller paused and stayed silent, prompting the buyer to confess they had budget flexibility they hadn't mentioned before. This revelation changed the negotiation entirely and led to a better outcome for both. He also explains that silence helps manage emotions during tense negotiations. When discussions get heated, pausing before responding diffuses tension and prevents escalation. It gives both sides space to reset and approach the problem more rationally. Silence becomes a tool for emotional intelligence, allowing you to maintain composure and think clearly under pressure. Finally, Castle connects silence with one of the most important principles of negotiation, patience. Negotiation is rarely won by rushing or pushing. Often, the best deals emerge when you allow conversations to unfold naturally and give the other party time to process and decide. Silence embodies patience in action. It's a reminder that sometimes doing less is more. In conclusion, Chapter 9 teaches that silence is far more than the absence of sound. It is a dynamic force in negotiation that can reveal hidden truths, build rapport, and shift power. When you embrace silence, resist the urge to fill it, and listen deeply, you create space for breakthroughs. Mastering silence is mastering control, patience, and influence. And those who harness this skill gain a decisive edge in every negotiation. Chapter 10, Building Win-Win Agreements. The foundation of lasting deals. In this crucial chapter, Tim Castle emphasizes that the hallmark of truly successful negotiation is the ability to create win-win agreements, deals that satisfy the interests of all parties involved and establish a foundation for long-term relationships. While many negotiators focus solely on winning the current battle, Castle argues that sustainable success comes from mutual benefit and trust, which only emerge when both sides feel like winners. This chapter is dedicated to understanding how to structure agreements so that everyone gains and cooperation flourishes. Castle opens by explaining the dangers of zero-sum thinking, where one party's gain is automatically the other party's loss. This mindset leads to competitive, adversarial negotiations where concessions are grudgingly given. Trust is minimal, and relationships are fragile. In contrast, win-win negotiation focuses on expanding the pie before dividing it, exploring creative solutions that meet the underlying needs and interests of all parties. When negotiators pursue win-win outcomes, they foster goodwill and open the door to future opportunities. To achieve this, Castle highlights the importance of clearly identifying interests, not positions. Positions are what people say they want, while interests are the reasons behind those wants. For example, a buyer's position might be a lower price, but their interest could be staying within budget or managing risk. By digging beneath surface demands, negotiators discover shared interests or complementary goals that enable innovative trade-offs. Castle provides practical strategies for uncovering interests through open-ended questions, active listening, and collaborative problem-solving. Castle also stresses the value of transparency and honesty in win-win negotiation. While he cautions against revealing too much too soon, he argues that sharing relevant information builds trust and reduces suspicion. When both parties understand each other's priorities and constraints, they are more likely to work together toward mutually acceptable solutions. This openness transforms negotiation from a contest of wills into a joint effort to create value. The chapter dives into the mechanics of crafting agreements that reflect win-win principles. Castle advocates for flexibility in terms and conditions, encouraging negotiators to think beyond price and deadlines. He suggests incorporating elements such as payment plans, performance incentives, warranties, and collaboration clauses that address concerns on both sides. By broadening the scope of negotiation, parties discover new ways to satisfy their core interests. Castle introduces the concept of log rolling, which means trading off concessions on issues of unequal importance. For instance, one party might prioritize delivery speed, while the other values payment terms. By conceding on less important points and gaining on critical ones, both parties improve their overall outcome. This technique requires understanding what matters most to each side and creatively packaging the deal. Another key insight is the role of fairness in win-win agreements. People are inherently motivated by a sense of justice and equity. Agreements perceived as fair are more likely to be honored and respected. Castle advises negotiators to explicitly discuss fairness criteria and standards, such as market rates, precedent, or objective benchmarks. Aligning on what constitutes fairness reduces conflict and strengthens commitment. Castle also addresses the importance of clear communication and documentation. A win-win agreement must be precise and unambiguous, with all terms spelled out in writing. This clarity prevents misunderstandings and provides a reference point if disputes arise later. Castle underscores that good negotiators see agreements not just as contracts, but as commitments to shared success. Throughout the chapter, Castle shares real-world examples where win-win thinking transformed negotiations. One story illustrates a supplier and client who were at odds over pricing, but discovered shared interest in co-developing a new product line. By shifting the focus from price to partnership, they crafted an agreement that created additional revenue and long-term collaboration. Such stories reinforce that win-win deals unlock potential beyond immediate transactions. Castle concludes by reminding readers that building win-win agreements requires mindset, skill, and effort. It demands patience, empathy, and creativity. But the rewards are substantial. stronger relationships, greater trust, and better results. Negotiators who master this approach not only close better deals, but also become valued partners in their industries. In essence, Chapter 10 teaches that negotiation is not about defeating the other party, but about working together to create agreements that benefit everyone. Win-win agreements are the foundation upon which lasting, fruitful relationships are built. And mastering this art is a defining characteristic of exceptional negotiators. Negotiation ethics building. Trust and maintaining integrity. Tim Castle dedicates this chapter to the critical role ethics play in negotiation, emphasizing that trust and integrity are the bedrock of long-term success. While some may see negotiation as a battlefield where any tactic is justified, Castle argues that ethical behavior not only preserves your reputation, but actually strengthens your negotiating power. This chapter explores how adhering to ethical standards builds relationships, fosters cooperation, and ensures durable agreements. Castle opens by defining negotiation ethics as the principles guiding fairness, honesty, and respect during negotiations. He highlights common ethical dilemmas negotiators face, such as how much information to disclose, handling misrepresentations, and responding to deceptive tactics. Castle stresses that choosing ethical conduct is not only morally right, but pragmatically beneficial. The chapter explains that trust is the currency of negotiation. When parties trust each other, they communicate openly, reduce misunderstandings, and reach agreements more efficiently. Castle points out that trust is fragile and easily broken, but can be nurtured through consistent honesty and reliability. Negotiators who build trust gain a competitive advantage because counterparts prefer to do business with those they believe are fair and truthful. Castle discusses the importance of transparency balanced with strategic discretion. While negotiators must protect confidential information, withholding critical facts or deliberately misleading the other side crosses ethical lines. Castle recommends being truthful about your interests and constraints without revealing sensitive tactics or bottom lines prematurely. This approach respects the other party while maintaining your strategic edge. The chapter also covers how to handle situations when the other party acts unethically. Castle advises confronting unethical behavior calmly and firmly, without resorting to retaliation or deception. He encourages negotiators to set clear expectations about acceptable conduct at the outset, and to be prepared to walk away if fundamental ethical boundaries are violated. Walking away can be a powerful message that unethical tactics have consequences. Castle emphasizes that ethical negotiation fosters lasting relationships beyond individual deals. He shares examples where negotiators who prioritized integrity were repeatedly chosen as trusted partners, leading to more opportunities and favorable terms in the future. Conversely, those who relied on deceit or manipulation often faced damaged reputations and lost business. The chapter explores cultural variations in ethical norms and stresses the importance of understanding and respecting these differences. What is considered acceptable in one culture may be unethical in another. Castle urges negotiators to research cultural standards and adapt their behavior accordingly, showing respect and avoiding misunderstandings. Castle highlights the role of personal values in guiding ethical decisions. He encourages readers to reflect on their principles and define their own ethical boundaries before entering negotiations. Having a clear moral compass helps negotiators make consistent choices and resist pressure to compromise their integrity. The chapter also introduces the concept of principled negotiation, where negotiators focus on mutual interests, objective criteria, and fair standards rather than positional bargaining or power plays. This method, popularized by negotiation experts like Fisher and Urey, aligns closely with ethical negotiation and leads to sustainable outcomes. Throughout the chapter, Castle shares practical tips for maintaining ethics in negotiation, such as documenting agreements clearly, avoiding exaggeration, and being honest about mistakes. He stresses that integrity builds confidence, both in yourself and in your counterparts, and reduces the need for costly enforcement or litigation. Castle concludes by asserting that ethics are not a limitation, but a strength in negotiation. Acting with integrity creates trust, opens doors, and establishes you as a credible, respected negotiator. In a world where trust is scarce, ethical negotiators stand out and achieve better, more lasting results. In summary, ethics and integrity are essential to successful negotiation. Building trust through honesty, fairness, and respect not only strengthens relationships, but also enhances your negotiating power and reputation. By committing to ethical conduct, you lay the foundation for ongoing success and mutually beneficial agreements. The power of preparation. How to plan for negotiation success. In this pivotal chapter, Tim Castle underscores that the key to effective negotiation lies in thorough preparation. He asserts that negotiation success rarely hinges on spontaneous brilliance during the meeting itself, but rather on the groundwork laid beforehand. Preparation not only builds confidence, but also equips negotiators with vital knowledge and strategy to steer discussions toward favorable outcomes. Castle begins by outlining the many facets of preparation, starting with understanding your own goals clearly. Defining your objectives, priorities, and bottom lines provides a roadmap for the negotiation. Without clarity on what you want and what you can concede, you risk wandering aimlessly or conceding too much under pressure. Castle encourages writing down your goals and ranking them by importance to maintain focus. Next, Castle stresses researching the other party comprehensively, gathering information about their interests, constraints, negotiation style, and past behavior allows you to anticipate tactics and identify opportunities for mutual gain. Castle recommends using multiple sources such as public records, industry reports, and informal conversations to build a detailed profile. The better you understand your counterpart, the more effectively you can tailor your approach. Castle highlights the importance of understanding the context and environment surrounding the negotiation. This includes market conditions, timing pressures, cultural factors, and power dynamics. For example, a supplier facing excess inventory may be more flexible on price, or a client under tight deadlines may prioritize speed over cost. Contextual awareness informs your strategy and helps you spot leverage points. The chapter explains how to develop a negotiation plan that includes alternative options and fallback positions. Castle introduces the concept of the BATNA, best alternative to a negotiated agreement, as a critical element. Knowing your BATNA empowers you to walk away if the deal is unfavorable and strengthens your bargaining position. Castle advises identifying your BATNA early and assessing the other party's BATNA as well. Castle also discusses scenario planning, encouraging negotiators to anticipate possible objections, counteroffers, and challenges. By rehearsing responses to difficult questions or aggressive tactics, you reduce surprises and maintain control. Castle suggests role-playing with a trusted colleague to simulate negotiation dynamics and improve your adaptability. In preparation, Castle recommends crafting opening statements and key messages carefully. How you frame your initial offer sets the tone and signals your priorities and flexibility. He advises clarity, confidence, and positivity to create a constructive atmosphere from the start. Castle emphasizes the practical aspects of preparation too, such as arranging the negotiation setting for comfort and privacy, scheduling sufficient time, and ensuring all decision makers are present. Small logistical details can significantly influence the flow and success of the negotiation. The chapter also covers mental and emotional preparation. Castle encourages cultivating a mindset of curiosity, openness, and resilience. Negotiations can be unpredictable and sometimes frustrating. Being mentally ready helps you stay calm, think clearly, and respond creatively. Castle illustrates his points with real-life examples where preparation made the difference between failure and success. One story recounts a negotiator who secured a better contract by having detailed market data and clear BATNA alternatives, enabling confident pushes on key issues. These examples demonstrate that preparation is not just theory but practical power. Finally, Castle reminds readers that preparation is an ongoing process. Each negotiation offers lessons to refine future strategies and deepen understanding. Building a habit of diligent preparation sets the foundation for continual improvement and long-term negotiation mastery. In essence, Chapter 13 teaches that preparation is the secret weapon of great negotiators. Knowing your goals, understanding your counterpart, planning your strategy, and mentally equipping yourself create the conditions for confident, effective negotiation and successful agreements. Building rapport. The foundation for successful negotiations. Tim Castle emphasizes that building rapport is a fundamental step in any negotiation, as it establishes trust, eases communication, and opens the door to collaboration. Rapport is the connection and mutual understanding between negotiators that helps soften differences and create a positive atmosphere conducive to problem solving. Castle begins by explaining what rapport really means. More than just friendly small talk, it is a genuine connection based on respect, empathy, and understanding. When rapport exists, negotiators are more willing to listen, share information, and find common ground, reducing resistance and suspicion. The chapter outlines practical ways to build rapport early in negotiations. Castle highlights the importance of body language, maintaining eye contact, smiling, and mirroring the other person's posture and tone to create subconscious signals of affinity. He explains that people naturally feel more comfortable with those who reflect their style and mood. Castle also discusses the role of active listening in rapport building. Showing sincere interest by asking open-ended questions, summarizing points, and acknowledging the other party's feelings fosters a sense of being heard and valued. This makes counterparts more open and cooperative. Another key technique Castle covers is finding shared interests or commonalities. Whether it's a mutual professional background, shared hobbies, or similar goals, identifying these connections humanizes the interaction and shifts focus from conflict to collaboration. Castle advises bringing up such points early to set a cooperative tone. The chapter explains that humor and light conversation can be powerful rapport builders when used appropriately. Castle cautions against forced or insensitive jokes, but encourages negotiators to use humor to relieve tension and create a friendly atmosphere. A well-timed smile or laugh can ease stress and make negotiations more enjoyable. Castle also touches on the importance of respect and authenticity. Rapport built on genuine respect lasts longer and is more effective than superficial friendliness. Being honest, transparent, and respectful, even when disagreeing, strengthens relationships and keeps discussions constructive. Castle illustrates how cultural awareness plays into rapport. Different cultures have varying norms about communication styles, eye contact, and personal space. Showing sensitivity and adapting to these differences prevents misunderstandings and builds deeper connections. The chapter highlights the impact of rapport on conflict resolution. Negotiators who have established good rapport are better equipped to handle disagreements calmly and find creative solutions without escalating tensions. Rapport transforms negotiation from a battleground into a cooperative problem-solving process. Castle shares real examples where negotiators who invested time in building rapport achieved better deals and ongoing partnerships. He contrasts this with situations where lack of rapport led to mistrust, rigid positions, and failed negotiations. Finally, Castle emphasizes that rapport is an ongoing effort, not a one-time event. Maintaining rapport through follow-up communication, honoring commitments, and continued respect ensures lasting relationships beyond the immediate negotiation. In summary, building genuine rapport through body language, active listening, shared interests, humor, respect, and cultural sensitivity creates a strong foundation for successful, collaborative negotiations. Rapport turns adversaries into partners and opens the way to agreements that satisfy all parties. Final chapter: Mastering Negotiation. Your path to lasting success. As we reach the culmination of The Art of Negotiation, Tim Castle draws together the essential lessons from the journey, reminding readers that negotiation mastery is both an art and a skill developed over time through practice, reflection, and continual learning. The final chapter serves as a powerful conclusion, inspiring confidence and providing a roadmap to becoming a consistently successful negotiator. Castle begins by reiterating that negotiation is everywhere, in business deals, personal relationships, and everyday interactions. Mastering it unlocks new opportunities and strengthens connections, empowering you to advocate effectively for your needs while understanding others. He encourages embracing negotiation as a positive, collaborative process, rather than a contest to be won at all costs. The chapter summarizes key pillars covered throughout the book: preparation, clear communication, emotional intelligence, ethical behavior, creative problem solving, and building rapport. Castle stresses that no single tactic guarantees success. Rather, integrating these elements creates a holistic approach adaptable to any situation. Castle emphasizes the importance of self-awareness in mastering negotiation. Knowing your strengths and weaknesses, managing emotions, and understanding your negotiation style allow you to play to your advantages and work on areas needing improvement. Reflection after each negotiation sharpens skills and builds wisdom. The chapter highlights the power of mindset. Viewing negotiation as an opportunity to create mutual value and build relationships opens possibilities rather than triggers defensiveness. Castle encourages cultivating patience, persistence, and resilience, recognizing that setbacks are part of growth and learning. Castle revisits the role of ethics and trust, emphasizing that your reputation as an honest, fair negotiator is your most valuable asset. Maintaining integrity builds long-term partnerships and opens doors beyond any single deal. The chapter reminds you to stay committed to your values, even under pressure. Next, Castle discusses continuous learning and adaptation. The negotiation landscape evolves with changing markets, cultures, and technologies. Staying curious, seeking feedback, and studying new methods keep your skills sharp and relevant. Castle advises surrounding yourself with mentors and peers who challenge and inspire you. Castle also encourages practicing negotiation regularly, even in low-stakes situations, to build confidence and fluency. Role-playing, simulations, and real-world negotiations all contribute to skill development. The more you negotiate, the more naturally you will apply principles and innovate strategies. The final chapter inspires readers to see negotiation not just as a transactional tool, but as a life skill that enhances personal growth, leadership, and influence. Castle shares stories of individuals who transform their careers and relationships by embracing negotiation mastery, underscoring its profound impact. Castle closes with a motivational message: the path to mastery is ongoing. Every conversation is a chance to practice, every challenge an opportunity to learn. By committing to growth, preparation, ethics, and connection, you can navigate even the toughest negotiations with confidence and grace. In conclusion, Tim Castle's The Art of Negotiation equips you with the knowledge, strategies, and mindset to negotiate effectively and ethically. The final chapter leaves you empowered to take control of your negotiations and your future, turning challenges into collaborations and goals into achievements.